Temperatures climbed during the day, causing snow and ice to melt and creep into those road cracks. And when temps take a dive at night, the water freezes and expands in the cracks. Perfect pothole-making conditions. As vehicles roll over the hole, it progressively gets bigger. Mike Sproul with the DOT says it's a good reason not to tailgate.
One thing motorists can do is keep back from the car in front of you. That way you'll see it coming, and if there's room to move out of the way and miss it, then you can. If you're following too closely behind the car in front of you, you really don't have a lot of opportunity to get out of the way and miss those.
Driving through a large pothole has the potential for expensive vehicle damage, including wheel alignment issues. Sproul says they'll have crews out fixing the holes with a temporary material, and they'll do a more permanent repair in the summer. He says they do weekly surveillance, but it's just a matter of getting a team out there to fix the holes.
Some places are harder to fix than others. So, you know, imagine the guy trying to throw a bucket of asphalt in a hole on the Beltline. It takes special times. You can't just do that during rush hour. So, you know, we're aware of them.
It's a good time to remind motorists of the state's move over law.
If there's a maintenance vehicle or a law enforcement vehicle on the road and they've got their lights on, you're required to move over in the other lane if there's a lane, or slow down as you pass them.
Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.